going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Among the Angels, Bobby Grich, Jim Abbott, Mickey Hatcher, Reggie Jackson. I don't even remember Mickey Hatcher with the Angels. I remember him here and with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
But that was a long time ago. Let's start wild. I'm the one who came on Monday with Chipper, and I've said dozens of other times, They got to score goals. They have to score goals. And I watched all of game one, and it was fun. And they had a number of chances, but it was another game where they scored that second goal late, and you're like, how many times have they scored two goals? And you're sitting there saying, how are they going to win if they only score two goals?
Two or fewer. That's been the Wild for a year.
So what's happened the last two games?
Explosion. They heard you. They said, you know what, Chad,
yeah,
that's a good idea. I think we should score more than two goals. How about five? What do you say? Five?
They needed me to say, you know what you should do? Score more goals. Mm-hmm. And back-to-back 5-2 wins against a team that's really good. And you know what the biggest storyline is? Stars are outplaying stars. That's it. Boldy, 4 goals.
Pretty good.
Kirill, 4 goals.
Pretty good.
Erickson Ek, great. I got a little cough here still. Whereas their top line, let's just go Eichel and Stone, each -5. And they're not scoring. No goals, no assists, those guys, through 3 games. Hockey is a game of a lot of depth, but hang on a second.
It's all right.
I'm going to have a little glass of water.
Have a little drink. Get yourself back. We need you right here because we need to hear your hockey knowledge after you explain to the team how you win a game. How do they keep winning?
I went
games?
There behind Guerin's back. I mean, enough of Guerin. You know, I put him off to the side.
Mm-hmm. John Hines.
Put said, baby no, in the no, corner. No, no, no. I said, get out of here. You know, the Wild decided to go with their top three guys, which they did last year in the regular season when they played as well as any line in the league. And then they broke it up. And we raise this again. Can you put, by far, your three best forwards on a line? So far, you can't. Because they've been so good, and then you're getting the occasional help from other guys, including Ryan Hartman, who's played very well. But let's just be clear. It's that top line which is leading them, while the Vegas top line, led by Eichel, who is clear when we've talked to Guerin, he loves him. He'd like to adopt him. He has as many points as I do in this series. -5. He's -5, plus minus.
Your plus minus is better.
My plus minus is zip. Then goaltending. They're winning the goaltending battle. And by the way, I am reminded in 22 and 23, not that long ago, do you know which Minnesota team had a 2-1 lead in both series?
No, I have no idea.
The Wild.
Really?
The Wild. So I think, first of all, it's absolutely worth celebrating. Place was really loud, really loud on TV last night, just like the place down the street here is going to be extraordinarily loud, Target Center, with an 840/850 start. O'Donovan's, by the way, the one way to go, pregame. But bravo! I still think they're hanging out for dear life for that third line, although Zeev was better last night. But they're playing those four defensemen a ton. And they're, along with when they can match up, the top line outplaying the top line. But that, I mean, part of the reason, I mean, you're sitting there and you're tempted to say, do you break up Zeev and Bogosian? And they were better last night. They were lousy in games one and two. But because your top two pairings are so good, with clearly Faber and Brodin, your number one. Mm-hmm. And then behind that, what's going on with Spurgeon and Middleton. But I'd like to see a Wild run. Let's go.
Be great.
It's fun when both do it. We obviously saw last year with the Wolves. They're 1-1. I said they'd win in six. I'll be honest, I thought Vegas was going to win this series. I'd like to see them win. I'd like for us to have more content. So you can talk about depth, like Rossi scored last night too, and Hartman, and they're worried about Johansson injured. If you're going to load up, and by the way, you know, if you just go talent forward to forward, do the Wild have top 10 forward talent? They don't. Mm-mm. If you call all four lines. But if you look at those top three, especially the way Boldy's played in this series, especially, because how many times postseason have we had Guerin on where Guerin's like, Boldy can't play this way. Just calling him out.
Yeah.
So that's worth noting.
Well, it goes with today's bump theme. Feeling good is the theme.
Yeah.
It's amazing what your team can do when they're all healthy and they're feeling good. We saw what the Wild were at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
You lose Kaprizov, you lose Eriksson Ek, you lose...
For 30, 40 games, Brodin.
Yes.
Spurgeon was out for a long time.
They played kind of like garbage.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? They're all back and they're feeling good.
And they
it's
were
a pretty good team.
There was an extended stretch when they all were healthy. When they started, they had the best record in the league.
Yeah.
Okay. This topic has nothing. Do you have like a phaser thing? Okay. There we go. Let's go to the Vatican, where the open casket proceeding is now over, and the funeral is taking place during the middle of the night.
12 hours from now, roughly.
Yeah. Exactly. Donald, by the way, sitting in the fourth row. That's just the protocol, the way it worked out. He, of course, made fun of Joe Biden when Joe was further back with Queen Elizabeth.
14th.
14th row.
Queen, yeah.
So Donald, I guess, can hold his hat on that one.
Location is everything.
If it was a normal presidential situation, by the way, he would have picked up Joe Biden. Because Joe and Joe Biden are going. In almost every other presidential circumstance, if you had two presidents going, one a Catholic, one not a Catholic, okay? Let's point that out. But you would have the former president maybe say to Joe Biden, get to D.C. and you can fly over an Air Force One. We can do this together. No, of course not.
Do you think Joe wants to?
No. Absolutely not. Donald doesn't want to. Joe doesn't want to. But he just talked about the hostility in our country. So back to the open casket situation where we're both in agreement. We're both uncomfortable with it. Right? Is that fair?
Yes. I've never felt comfortable with it.
I'm not saying you can't do it. You should do whatever you want to do privately. And obviously, the church is going to follow its tenets. I told the story the other day where it's a really long, complicated story where I just won't even get into it, but I was supposed to see this person the day before, and it still makes me sad when I think about it, and my friend would die. He would drown. He would down Gull Lake, right? Still no explanation what happened. Younger guy, shouldn't have happened. And when I was at Bill's, the wake the day before, and there was a long line of people, and I saw the open casket, and I just kind of put my head down. And when I don't, I'm just going to keep going by. I'm going to think of Bill, my nickname for him, the Navigator, because he would get us lost all the time. And I was, right when I was there at the open casket, is when the pastor decided to speak to us for like 20 minutes. And I just was like, come on, Bill, you're just doing this to me, aren't you? So tens of thousands of people have wanted to, in person, pay their respects to the Pope. Amazing. I'm sure hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions would have liked to have been in that position. Again, open casket. People are taking selfies with the open casket. We are a cell phone craze world where modern decency is challenged repeatedly by phones. We could have people attacked on the street. We do. And instead of helping out, calling police, screaming, what's the default for a high percentage of people, Dave? What
might
do they do?
Go viral if we get that on video, baby.
Let's video it. Let's video it. So I find it gross. I find it grotesque that you are going to think I'm going to take a selfie with Pope Francis. Am I wrong to borrow from the committee?
Ooh.
An ode to the committee, tipping my cap to the community.
I hope so, what that is.
The Am I Wrong community. Very different than the mock draft community. Am I wrong to say that's gross and I wouldn't think about doing it for a second? Has the church, sticking with what was done hundreds of years before when there was no thought of a picture, have they created that situation where it's now a possibility? They have, but should people still step away? Because the thought wouldn't cross my mind. But again, I'm the person who's very, very uncomfortable around open caskets, but not telling you you can't do it. I want to be clear before I get some, well, who are you saying? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying for me, it makes me personally uncomfortable.
Well, let's review two big events over the last couple weeks. The first one, as you're talking about, the viewing of Pope Francis's body in the open casket, and the other being the Masters. One allows phones. The other does not, and it's the Masters.
I love
it's
how we've now tied
that does not
wild talk Pope Francis and the Masters, and I'm proud of it.
I think we did well.
I think so.
Yes, you can take a selfie with the Pope, but don't you dare take a photo of Rory from 300 yards away.
That's
when
right.
He's got a six iron.
That is exactly right. That's why, you know, when the scores were changed and the place was going nuts when every other event you're at, I knew that already. If people close to you were seeing the Pope and took a picture of him and sent it back to you, and it's someone you respect, maybe it's a loved one, what would you think?
I'd be curious. Now, I'll ask you this. Is there a difference between just taking a photo of the Pope
mm-hmm.
in the open casket, or if it's a selfie?
Yes.
Because I know people have gone to a funeral.
Yeah.
They know somebody can't attend for whatever reason, but they would like to see the body.
Yeah.
Because some people just
yes.
really like the open casket. They want to see how the body looked, how they did the makeup, what they're wearing.
Yep. And that's
and
out of respect.
And they will take a photo
right.
to show that other person.
I think it is. Again, I wouldn't do it in a second. I told you the times I was with my father after he passed, and I did it, obviously, because it was my responsibility. I lived up to every second of my responsibility, but it was hard. It was very difficult because that's not – I mean, I guess everybody wants individuals to be around. It's just I was going to be there, and I was never going to shirk a responsibility. I wanted a different image,
yeah.
you know? But, yeah, a wacky selfie. Okay, just even if it's not wacky, you're taking a picture. with dead Pope Francis. Does that appreciably bug you more?
I wouldn't do it. There's no chance I would do it. I think at this point, though, it might be one of those things we just have to get used to.
Yeah.
Because selfies in inappropriate spots.
Because, by the way, how many times did a camera show him where you could see him in the open casket?
Yeah.
That's a comeback for people saying, wait a sec, I can watch it on TV, I could record it, I could save that, but I can't take it if I wait 12 hours at the Vatican. What do you want to say? Be curious how people feel about it. 651-461-9226. And if you want to tie that to the Wild, because we started talking about the Wild and their stars, if you want to comment on the Wild, you can do that. You want to comment on the Wild and the Pope. You want to comment on the Wild, the Pope, and Rory. You want to comment on the Wild, the Pope, Rory, and the Masters cell phone policy. You can. All of it available to you. Dog lover, me. Dog lover, you. Dog hater, Jason DeRussia, soon. You know where they love dogs? Everybody loves dogs?
Where's that?
Stretch Lab.
Of course they do.
Of course they do. Anybody who attends Stretch Lab as a customer or works there, they love dogs. How many locations in the metro area? 11. You're going to find one. Why should I go? You should go if you have a 12-year-old son or a 12-year-old daughter who's getting ready to play sports, or you're a 22-year-old athlete in college and you want to run even better. You're a 32-year-old, you're playing tennis, you want to feel better. You're a 59-year-old who might make a golf debut soon. You're a 75-year-old who's a power walker. Or you just want to feel better. You want to play a little better tennis. You want to hit that 7-iron, maybe 170, maybe 160, whatever it is, and feel better. These are trained specialists. I've been going for 6-plus years. They'll work with everybody, including they work with my son and his significant physical issues, and they're amazing to him. StretchLab.com, half off your first visit, 25 and 50-minute sessions. Go check them out right now.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Among the attacks on the Pope, first, a lot of people giving me credit, too, for saying that it's better when an NHL team scores more goals. Where else do you get that insight?
It's a lot of good hockey takes today.
Yeah.
You're a puck guy.
I am a puck guy. Totally agree with Chad. No photos with the dead. Why the heck can't they have a no cell phone policy?
There's like a live stream of it on TV.
I can understand more so people can take a photo of the Pope Francis' casket for historical significance of people that cannot be there in person. I find it very disrespectful to take a selfie with any person that is deceased. Mm. Okay, well, I made that point, too, because you're right. There's a live stream. You could turn on Fox, CNN, and you could see him. You're there. Let's say you were leading.
Would I do it?
Would you do it?
No.
Yeah.
No. Absolutely not.
Do you find a difference between a photo and then a selfie?
I would do neither. But it doesn't really bother me if someone does it. I think it's weird, but yeah. Also, like, this is how we memorialize and remember big moments. It just is.
Yep.
And I think...
including watching somebody get attacked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Lucy. She wants to chime in a call. Lucy, thanks for listening. What do you want to say?
I'm a retired Catholic lay pastoral minister. It used to be my job to arrange ritual moments like this. The reason we tell people not to take photos at those moments is not because it's going to bother the person who's died. For heaven's sakes, we trust he's with God in heaven and could care less. But it's because it shortchanges the people who are participating, including the person with the camera. Because what we want to encourage people to do is to be absolutely present to the moment and to be in prayer for Francis and for the church and for the world. And if you are worrying about how you're framing yourself in a selfie, it's a real distraction for you and for everybody else around you. It's mostly you're cheating yourself.
Lucy, great call. Thank you so much. We could make that point about so many other events where people are obsessed to capture it through a phone as opposed to just enjoying the moment.
But is it possible that, like, for Lucy and for you, like, that would take you out of the moment? But for a whole other generation, like, it doesn't take them out of the moment.
No,
it's natural to their life.
No, you need to remember always, I'm right. And
I don't want to question Lucy, although she said former. I mean, sounds like a quitter to me. So, I'm just saying.
She was present.
I was in church this weekend, Lucy.
Yeah.
Just saying.
In the back row, and you kind of mailed it
in.
Yeah,
well.
Jason, Card to Sharks, another fun throughout the afternoon here on CCO.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.